Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The center fielder, Del Unser. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The left fielder, John Milner. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mike Phillips. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Randy Tate. Pitching for the New York Mets, Randy Tate. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting second. The second baseman, Larry Lintz. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pat Scanlon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gary Carter. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting 8th. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. And now, play ball. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Felix Milan batting right. Is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Milan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lintz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Unser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garrett moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. Garrett moves to third. Unser moves to second. 2 outs. Ed Cranepool batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Milner hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Manguel hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lintz takes first base on ball 4. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lintz. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Lintz steals second. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lintz moves to third. 2 outs. Larry Biedner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Biedner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Tate covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lintz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Stearns batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Stearns hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Foot settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Randy Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Tate hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Scanlon hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Foley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Garrett is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Milan is 0-1 in the game. Milan is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Unser is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Unser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Foote hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Rogers strikes out. 2 outs. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Manguel is 0-1 in the game. Manguel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Expos. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lintz is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Lintz hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Staub is 0-1 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manguel. Staub reaches second base with a double. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cranepool is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lintz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Staub moves to third. 1 out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Milner is 0-1 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Milner for the out. 2 outs. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Phillips is 0-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Rogers covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jorgensen is 0-1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Biotner is 0-1 in the game. Biotner bunts towards the mound. Tate fields it and throws to first for the out. Jorgensen moves to second. 1 out. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Scanlon is 0-1 in the game. Scanlon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Scanlon reaches second base with a double. Jorgensen scores. It's 2-0, Expos. Gary Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Carter is 0-1 in the game. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Foley is 0-1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Tate, and towards Milan, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Scanlon moves to third. Carter moves to second. 2 outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Foote is 0-1 in the game. Foote is walked intentionally. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Rogers is 0-1 in the game. Rogers hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Stearns is 0-1 in the game. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Randy Tate is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Tate is 0-1 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Garrett is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Garrett hits a fly ball into left field. Biedner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Manguel is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Manguel hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Lentz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Lentz is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Lentz takes first base on ball 4. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Lentz. The throw from Stearns and he is out, Phillips applying the tag. 2 outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jorgensen is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Biedner is 0-1 in the game. Biedner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Milan is 0-2 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scanlon fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Unser is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Foot fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Staub is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Scanlon is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Scanlon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Scanlon for the out. one out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Carter bunts towards the mound. Tate fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball towards right. Staub catches it and throws to first to double up Carter. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cranepool hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Milner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Milner is 0 for 2 in the game. Milner strikes out. 1 out. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cranepool moves to second. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 2 in the game. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scanlon fields it and throws to first for the out. Cranepool moves to third. Phillips moves to second. 2 outs. Hazualu pinch hits for Randy Tate. Hazualu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cranepool scores. Phillips scores. It's Mets, 2, Expos, 2. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Foley fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Tom Hall now pitching. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Foote is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Foote hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Nate Colbert pinch hits for Steve Rogers. Nate Colbert is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Colbert strikes out. 2 outs. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Manguel hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Don DeMola now pitching. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 3 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scanlon fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Unser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scanlon fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Staub hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Pete Mackanin pinch hits for Larry Lynch. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin hits a pop-up towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Jorgensen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jorgensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jorgensen hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Bailey pinch hits for Larry Biedner. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Parrish pinch hits for Pat Scanlon. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bailey moves to third. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Parrish moves to second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Foley is 0-for-3 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Phillips fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Pete Mackanin now playing second base. Bob Bailey now playing left field. Larry Parrish now playing third base. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Milner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Milner is 0-for-3 in the game. Milner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips shoots a dribbler in front of the plate. Foot interferes with Phillips, who is awarded first base. Milner moves to second. John Stearns batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stearns is 0-for-3 in the game. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. Milner moves to third. Two outs. Cleon Jones pinch hits for Tom Hall. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Harry Parker now pitching. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Morales pinch hits for Don DeMola. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Manguel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Manguel takes first base on ball 4. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Mackanin is 0-for-1 in the game. Mackanin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manguel moves to second. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Chuck Taylor now pitching. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Garrett is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garrett for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-4 in the game. Milan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bailey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Parrish bunts in front of the plate. Stearns fields it and throws to first for the out. Bailey moves to second. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Carter is walked intentionally. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bailey. The throw from Stearns and he is out, Garrett applying the tag. Carter moves to second. 2 outs. Tim Foley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Foley is 0 for 4 in the game. Foley takes first base on ball 4. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Foote is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Foote for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Staub is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Staub strikes out. 1 out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cranepool is called out on strikes. 2 outs. John Milner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Milner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Milner takes first base on ball 4. Mike Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Phillips is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carter who is chasing the ball. Phillips reaches third base with a triple. Milner goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Mets. John Stearns batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Stearns is 0 for 4 in the game. Stearns is walked intentionally. Harry Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stearns. The throw from Foote and he is safe. Stearns steals second. Harry Parker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Parker takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Garrett is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Garrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Stearns scores. Parker moves to third. It's 5-2, Mets. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Milan is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Scott pinch hits for Chuck Taylor. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Manguel is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Manguel hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mackinnon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mackinnon is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and Montreal Expos, 2. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.